chamber itself, like the shahr, the gate, the entrance, was 20 amas tall.
20 amas tall means the hollow. In other words, the space of the shahr, of the entrance, was 20 amas tall. So usually on top of the shahr, you have to have a tikra. You have like a post on top of it, which mistam was also thick. Mistam was an amma thick. So if you build the mikvah on top of that post, it's another amma elevated. V'ika amma tikra, v'ita v'yama maziva. When you go to build the mikvah, even if you have the post on top of the gate, but you don't just put the mikvah there, you have to make a base for the mikvah itself. You have to make a maziva. You have to make a floor for the mikvah. So mistam, the floor of the mikvah also was elevated in amma. So this cheshbon should be 25 ammas tall. Because Ayin Itim, in order to get up to the top of the mikvah, should have been 25 amas tall. Because you have the 20 amas of the space of the entrance, then you have an amma on top of that, of the tikra stam, the post on top of it, then another amma, the base of the mikvah, and then first 3 amas, sorry, the mikvah. So Marin says, the amma maziva, and tomorrow, shorim the base of migdish. So shorim the gates of the base of migdish. Kivon the shisha ninu, it's very smooth, to mashu avdilhu. They can make a very thin tikra. The top post is mamash very thin, a half an inch. And vaita, the mashu of the maziva, to make the base for the mikvah also is very, very small. For the Gemara good, it could be very small. Of a v'ika haich mashu, but something it has to be that you have to have a base for the mikvah, and you have to have a board, a post for the shahr. So why don't you include this mashu? It's a little bit more than 23 yamas. And if the Gemara is true, there is something more, another few inches. Of a kivon de lehavoy amta lechashav lo. Since it doesn't come to the measurement of an amma, it's not another amma at all. It's not like 24 ammas high. It's 23 ammas and a little bit, so therefore it doesn't cheshbon the little bit. It just leaves it, period, 23 ammas. It's Rashi v'ika amma uve tikra achlal ashar. Like on top of the gate, there's a post. So that post has some thickness to it. V'ayta v'yama mazibom. You have to have like a base for the mikvah itself, not just on the hole that you've tovel in. You need a base there. And the Gemara b'mashu avdulei tikra shalhem. The post on top is a very small post, and vayta the base for the mikvah is also very small. So since it doesn't come to be another amma, we don't put this in the cheshbon. Right, and then the Mishnah says, when the Kohen Gadol did this first tefillah, which was the tefillah outside the Azara, before he came into the Beis Hamikdash, he had to be tovel, and this was Almanas to do the avoidance of the Korban HaTamid. That was the first avoidance the Kohen Gadol did in the morning, and for that he had to put on the Big Day Zohov. He was wearing his 8th Pagodim like a regular Kohen Gadol. And so the Mishnah says that when he went to the Mikvah, he used to put a curtain made out of boots in front of him to divide him and the people, Mishum Tznius. For the Gemara, Maishna Shabutz. How come the curtain was made out of white linen? Why a dafka boots? So Marin says, Kud Yomer Rav Kana. Like Rav Kana says later on the Flamed Hay, that Kadei Shiyake Shavoides Hayoim Bevigdei Boots. We've dafka put a curtain made out of white linen to remind the Kohen Gadol that today on Yom Kippur, you should know you have to, for sometimes, when you do the avoid in the Pnim, you have to put on your special four begodim made out of boots. Even though the whole year the Kohen Gadol only wears the 8th begodim shel zohov, but on Yom Kippur, when he does the avoidus in the Pnim, he has to put on the special 4 begodim made out of boots. So that's why later on in the Mishnah later, where there it's talking about the avoidus, before, when he goes to the mikvah, before he puts on his big day lovon, there it also says we put outside the curtain made out of boots. So there Rav Kahn explains, because we want him to know that he has to soon put on the special begodim shel boots. His hochinam, here in our Mishnah also the same thing. Now here it's the bigger chiddush. We want to teach him right now, even though now, this is the first tefillah in the morning, before he comes into the Azara, that really is going to the mikvah, and when he comes out of the mikvah, really is going to put on now his 8th begodim shel zov, because he's going to do the korban atomit first. And the korban atomit is an avoidah you did outside lefnayim lefnim, it wasn't in the kodesh hakodashim, so you wore your big day zov. Still, for this tefillah also we put up a curtain made out of boots, to remind you that true, right now you're not going to do it, but I'll call upon it later on in the day, you're going to have to change your begodim again to put on shabbuts, so you should bear in mind, you Kohen Gadol, that today you're going to have to wear the begodim shabbuts. So Rav Kahana said as Nikadin later on the next Mishnah, the Ritzvah says, because there was very necessary. There we're talking about the second tefillah, that you were going to the mikvah to take off your big day zohar and to put on now the big day lovan. So before you put on the big day lovan, we put a curtain of lovan in front of you to remind you what type of begotten you're going to put on. That's what Rav Kahana said as din later. So Gemara says, Al Mishnah also saying the same chiddush. And it's a big chiddush Al Mishnah here. That not only later, but even the first tefillah, even though now you're putting on the big day zohar, we want to remind you there's going to be such a thing as putting on the big day lovan later on. So that's the Mishnah. Poshat, then he took off his clothing. Poshat means in the morning he took off his big day choyl, Yorad v'tovom. He went to the mikvah, which was outside the Azorah, which was Neshar HaMayim. Olay came up, v'nistapeg, he dried himself with a towel. Hevi olay big day zov. Then they brought to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the morning to put on his regular eight begodim, the big day zov. V'lovash, he put it on. V'kidesh yodav raglav. He only washed his hands and feet one time right now. Then Hevilu es atomid. Then they brought him the korban atomid shel shachar. Korotzoi, he made the shchita, and only exactly how much he has to do for the heksha shchita, he cut roiv of the two simonim. Omerik acha shchita yodoi, and then another kohen finished off the shchita. In other words, the kohen gadol has to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. He has to do the shchita for the korban atomid. But right after the shchita, the kohen gadol also has to do the avodah of kabbalat adam. He has to right away go be mekabel the dam. So he can't afford, usually when you shecht the animal, you don't only shecht the hechsher of roiv of the two simonim, you shecht all the two simonim, even though you don't need it. But here the Kohen Gadol can't afford to wait to finish off the shechita, because he has to first go and collect the dam. So as soon as he did the hechsher, the koshera, shechita, or roiv simonim, which is called the avodah, was done with the Kohen Gadol, right away he stops, and he grows and grabs the klisharis to mekabel the dam. And another kohen now comes and finishes off the shechita. That's called umeirik ach. Another kohen comes to finish off the shechita. Shechita yodel. Then kibulas adam. The kohen god has to run first to make the kabbalas adam for the korban hatamid also. The zurokai, he has to make the zrikas adam also. Then nichnas lahakti keterish shoshacher. Then the kohen god has to go inside the panim to be makter the keterish. Olahetev esaneris. He also has to make the tovas aneris. Then he comes outside and he's makir of the rush of the korban atomid. He puts on top of the mizbeach for that krova. The eisavorim and the rest of the pieces of meat of the korban atomid, the korban oila, also the kohen gadol has to schlep it up to the mizbeach. The esachavitim, he also brings them the regular mincha that a kohen gadol brings every single day. That chatzi is baboikia, the chatzi ber. He has to bring this mincha, the mincha eschavitim. The yes hayayin, he has to bring the nisach hayayin, he has to bring keteres shel shachar. Now, let's see Rashi a little. Rashi v'nistapek mistatep yaluntis. He dried himself with a towel, shel beged, regular towel. L'safek mayim shal b'sar v'nistapek v'mskaneich. He dried himself with a towel. The kiddush yodav raglov minakir. After he went to the mikvah, now he was mekadesh his hands from the kiyuk. Liavle kamon shetzaruch lechol chalifas big diayim kiddush lepshitam. And Kiddush Lelevisha, we'll soon see. That's why he has to make two times the Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. One, because of the Pshita, he's taking off one pair of clothing, and then when he puts on the next pair of clothing for the new Levisha, he has to have a second Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. Now, it's Tfilah Rishayin Azu. Now, this first Tfilah that he does in the morning, Shapshita Shabig Dechayon. Which clothing is he taking off? He's taking off not his Big Day Kuna, he's taking off his Big Day Chayon. He. Therefore, Lehutzrach Lakadash Alapshita. Therefore, you don't have to make a special Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim for the fact you took off your clothing. Because you're not taking off Big Day Kiddush, you're taking off your regular Big Day Chol. Like this in the current, this Yom Kippur in the morning, for the first time now, you're putting on your Big Day Kuna. So therefore, for taking off your Big Day Chol, you don't have to make a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. All you have to do is take off your Big Day Chol, go to the mikvah. Now, when you cut off from the mikvah, we put on the Big Day Kiddush, and now you have to make the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, lekover the levisham that you put on your Big Day Kuna. Kortz refers to Gemara, the Kohen Gadol has to make the shchita of the Kohen Atomin. Omerik Acher, Begoma Kohen Acher Shchita, another Kohen finishes the shchita. Lefi Shein Kabbalas Adam Ksher, Elo Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to make the Kabbalah, has to receive the Dam. Vitzorach Lamayr Lekabal, he has to run fast to get the Klisharis to Mekabal the Dam. So therefore, a different Kohen finishes the shchita. Vaita, Keteresh Oshachar, He Yoysa Kreva. The Gemara Foreshia. Vaita, Mishnah Vaita now. Ketorah shel shachar. When was the ketorah shel shachar brought? Hois hakreva bein dam le'evorim. It was brought in between the korban atomid. Hey, first they made the shechit to the korban atomid, and he was mekabel the dam, and he made his rikas adam. Now, before they took the evorim, the pieces of meat, up to the mizbeach to be burnt, that's where they brought the ketorah. Shel bein habayim. Where was the bein habayim brought? And where was the ketorah shel bein habayim brought? Bein evorim le'nesachim. There was brought after they burnt the evorim, after they burnt the pieces of meat. That's where they brought the keteris, before they brought the nesachim. Now, imhoye kohen gadol zokin, or yistinis, if on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol was an old kohen gadol, or else he was nistinis, he was very, he was mafunik, he was what you call a delicate. Is melamech, and he had to go to the mikvah five times, and the mouth of the mikvah was cold, they didn't have a heating system, we weren't allowed to heat it up on Yom Kippur. So the water was cold. So what's going to be the nistinis, he can't take the cold water, is mechamen loichamen. We heated up water from him, Rashi says, mid-air of Yom Kippurim. From before Yom Kippur, we used to heat up hot water. O-matilim b'yom ha-kippurim l'toich ha-chakak v'nyin based philosophy. And on Yom Kippur, we would pour this hot water into the mikveh to warm up the mikveh a little bit. Not to make it cham, there's no isabishal. There's not allowed to be mavashal, the water, on Yom Kippur. He just made the water a little lukewarm. There's no isabishal. And you pour this hot water into the cold water of the mikvah, just to take away the chill of the water, not to make the water hot, that would be an issa bishul, but rather just to warm up the water a little bit to take off the chill of the water. That's what they did when the kohen gadol was a zokin or an istinus. Sot Gemara, Omru Rabbonon, Kain made Rapapa. The Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa that Ho Deloy Kremeya. The Chura, our Mishnah does not go according to Rameya. But our Mishnah says again, the first thing in the morning was he took off his begodim, he went to the mikvah, dried himself, and then he put on the big dezov, and then he made one Kiddush Adarim Raglayim. That's all. Only one time at the beginning. So the happening was that's Deloy Kremeya. The Rameya, because if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rameya, even Kivin the Yoma, Trei Kiddushay, Alavi Shavid, since he holds that every time when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur had to make the two Kiddushim Medayim Raglayim, that's when he changed one pair of clothes into the other pair, he had to be Mekadosh his hands two times. Now Rav Meir Shitur is, you know why you have to be Mekadosh two times? Both are Lekovid the new Levisha. That's why you have to be Mekadosh hands two times. One before you put on the clothing, and one after you put on the clothing. But both Kiddushim is Lekovid the new Begodim you're putting on. So the Zoy, Hochinami, here also the now Mishnah. The first time when he goes to the mikvah to put on he took off his big day chayom, but now he's going to put on the big day zov. Since he's putting on the big day kuna, he should also have to have two times the kiddush adarim raglayim. Why does our Mishnah only say one time? If it goes according to Rameya, his Hochinami now Mishnah also should be levetrei kiddushay. He should have to do two times the kiddush adarim raglayim. Alavisha. Because he's putting on now big de kuna. True, the pshita taking off. He's only taking off his big de choyol. But according to Rav Meir, you don't have to make a kiddush because of the pshita, what you took off, but only because of Levisha. So since you're putting on now the big de zob, you should have to do the first time also two times kiddush adarim raglayim. So Rashi, Rabbona means talmidei de Rav Papa. Omru kach lefonav. As Rav Papa's talmidim, lechura said over to Rav Papa. Homas Nisan, the late Nanbo, Shnei Kiddushim, Betfila Rishonah, is the like Rav Meir. The Poleg Bamas Nisan, Betfila Shnia, Ad Rabbonin. That later, some Achleikis, the Mishnah, Rav Meir and the Rabbonin, when did they do the second Tfila? Shoye Makdimim Kiddush Lepshita. The Rabbonin say, before the Kohen took off his first Begodim, he made the Kiddush Adarim Raglayim, then he took it off. Vuhu, and Rav Meir holds on like that. Vuhiktim Shitla Kiddush. Rameya says later, no. When you change from one begodim, big day zov, to big day lovan, first you have to take off your begodim, and then you make the Kiddush Adarim Raglayim. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Rameya Raime, Poshat, first take off your big day zov, then the Kiddush, then you make Kaddish Hins. Then you go to the mikvah, then you put on the other set of begodim, and then you make a second Kiddush. Is the Chur, what's the Machlech Tolian? The Shemini Menei, the Sviulei, the Shnei Kedushin, Sutra HaKosiv, Ben Begah the Begah, the Alpha Kamon, will soon dash him Sukkim, Hadu Bechal, we know, you have to be Mekadosh Hands two times, is Tavayim Mishum Levishas Begodim. where Meir Shritter is, both of them, is because of the new begodim you put on. Hameschalfim. Tachas Rishonim, who? Okamri Masnisin, the lav, the kavosai. So, Kur Al Mishnah does not go like Reb Meir. Tanan. The Reb Meir, because if Al Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, but Tfilu Rishonim, the first Tfilu now, Namani boy Trey Kedushi. The Kohen Gadol should also have to wash his hands two times. To Abdig De Kedushu Bo Lilvash. Because even though he's taken off his big day chayom, but he's going out to put on the big day zov. So for the big day zov, it's called the good levisha. You should have to wash your hands two times. So for Tzaraya, our Mishnah goes only according to the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan is very good. The Rabbanan say always the two kedushim is one because you took off big day kodesh, and the second one because you're putting on. But here, the first in the morning, you're taking off your big day chayom. Therefore, for taking off, you don't have to make a kiddush. Only for the putting on, that's why it's good the Mishnah says only one. But according to Ramea, the Churit Shver, so Gemara answers back, no. The Papa answers not like that. Amalu Rapapa, Papa answers back, I can tell you no. That Bein the Rabbon and Bein the Rabmeya, Chad Apshita the Big Day Kodesh, Vechad Alavisha. I'll tell you no. Ramea is also moided to the Rabbon and Svara. That Avada, that's what you have to do two times. You have to Mekadosh your hands and your feet from the Kiyurim. When you take off one pair and put on another pair, Pshita, one Kiddush is for the Begodim you took off. Where you took off one set of Big Day Kodesh. And the second kiddush is for the new begodim you're putting on. Even Ramei holds like that. Then it's very good our Mishnah. Since the first time when you're taking off your big day chayom, there's no reason to wash your hands then, because it's only big day chayom. When do you have to wash? Only by putting on now the big day kodesh. So then, if that's the case, what's the machlokes for Ramei and the Rabbanan then? Tumarin says, Vohocha Bokin Iflugay. I tell you, a Papa wants to answer. This is the Machlokes, Remei and the Rabbonin. The Pasuk says, Uposhat Verochatz, Velovash. It says, Uposhat as Begodov. Then it says, Verochatz. Then another Pasuk later says, Velovash Begodov. So it says the word Verochatz in between the mitzvah of taking off your big day Lovin and then putting on your big day Azov. Is Remei, so Remei holds like this. Makis Pshitul Levisha. We make the Hekish of taking off one pair to putting on the new pair. Ma Levisha, just like when you do the Kiddush for putting on the new pair, the new set of the Godim, is Levish, that's for sure. First you put on the new pair of the Godim, either it's the Big Day Lov and the Big Day Zov, the Yachakach Mekadish, and then first you make the Kiddush Adarim Verglayim. As after the Mikvah, you put on the new pair of the Godim, and then you make the Kiddush Adarim Verglayim. So Ramei holds Ach Shita, the same thing before you take off your old clothing, Poishit, V'yachakach mekadosh. He also holds. First make the pshita, and then you mekadosh your hands. Just like by the levisha. First you put on the new begodim, you make the maisa levisha, and then you make the kiddush adarim v'raglayim. So what then the pshita? First you have to take off your old clothing, which has to be big day kodesh, because this kiddush, the first kiddush, is the cover of the pshita. But not that first you do the kiddush and then the pshita, but rather first do the maisa pshita, first take off the begodim that you wear in the big day kodesh, and then do the kiddush adarim v'raglayim. That's for Ramei Shita. But Avada Ramei is also masking. The first kiddush adarim v'raglayim is only because you took off a big day kodesh. Mashenka and now Mishnah, the first pshita in the Mishnah of the day, which you're taking off your big day chayom, you don't have to make kiddush adarim v'raglayim. Abuzay, what's the Rabbonin Svara? Rabbonin Savri makis pshita l'levisha. We also make the hekish, the pshita to l'levisha. We'll do like this. Ma Levisha, just like by putting on the new begodim, Kishu Lovish, Mekadish, just like by Levisha, it's after you put on the new set of begodim, so you have to make the Kiddush Adarim V'raglayim, is Apshita, the same thing, when you're taking off your old pair of begodim, Kishu Lovish, Mekadish, before you take off those begodim, like before you take off your Big Day Zov, to put on the Big Day Lovin, while you're still wearing the Big Day Zov, that's when you have to make the Kiddush. Just like when you put on the new Big Day Lovin, you make the Kiddush Adarim V'raglayim. If you have the Begodim on, who are then by the Pshitam, you make the Kiddush Adarim V'raglayim before you took off the clothing. That's the whole Machlokes. But everybody is masking, even Rameyam, the first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshitam, you took off the Big Day Kodesh. But here in the Mishnah, the first Pshitam was Big Day Chol, you don't have to wash your hands then. That's what Rapapa wants to answer back to Rabbanim, that our Mishnah could go according to Ramey also. Omru Lei Rabbonin. Rabbonin said back, Omru Lei Rabbonin Rapapa. The Rabbonin said back to Rapapa. Is that true?
Umi Motzis Amritochi, can you say what you're saying, that according to Rav Meir, the first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshita, and not that both of them are the cover of the Levisha? For a time you would learn like this, Parsu Sadin Shabbos, they used to spread out the sheet made out of white linen, Beinai Levenom, between the Kohen Gadol when he went to the mikvah and the rest of the people, Mishum Snias. Now, Poshat, he took off his clothing, his first begodim, in the morning, this was when he went down to the table for the Korban HaTamid, which he took off his big dechel. Poshat, Biyard V'Tovel, all of it is stopped, he got up and dried himself. Heviel Big Dezov, they put on now the big dezov to do the avodah of the Korban HaTamid. The Lova, she put it on. The Kiddush Yodav Raglav. That's what the Rabbanim hold. You only wash your hands one time. Rameya says, no. Poshat, take off your big dechol in the morning. The Kiddush Yodav Raglav. And even though you took off your big dechol, still, right away, you have to make Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. You have to be Mikadosh your hands from the tear. Then, Biyorad V'Tovel. Then he goes down to the mikvah. Allah, he comes up. V'Nestapek, and he dries himself. Then, Hevila Big Dezov. They bring him the big dezov now to start doing the avoid of the korban atomid. For love, she puts it on. The kiddush yodav raglov, and he has to make a kiddush yodayim raglayim. So see clearly, according to Rav Meir, even the first pshita, taking off the first clothing the first time, also you have to have a kiddush yodayim raglayim. So what's pshat Rav Meir? You can't say like a papa wanted to say. Rav Meir also says the first kiddush is the cover of the pshita, taking off the clothing, because he taking off big dechol. For taking off your big dechil, for sure you don't have to wash your hands. So according to Rai, according to Rameyam, both kedushim are the covered, they're putting on the new begodim. But the covered, the new begodim, you have to wash your hands one time after you took off the old clothing. But the kiddush now was the covered, you're going to put on a big dechil kiddush. Then you go to the mikvah. Then you put on the new begodim, and then you have to have a second kiddush. But both kedushim is the covered, the new begodim you're putting on. That's why it's good, even this first Levisha, where you took off your big dechol, and now putting on big dezov, you have to wash your hands twice. So you see clearly, not like a papa wanted to say. Or Malus, or a papa answered back, I'm asking to you, Itanya Tanya, if you tell me the parish of rice like that, I'll be asking to you. As a papa was just saying in Svara, for now, Mishnah, I would say there's no fear with Rav Meir. Because our Mishnah can answer you, Rav Meir is also Moida, that the first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshita, if you take off Big the Kiddush. But here, the Rabboni answered back, the Farish of Raisa says not like that. So Rav Pop was masking, Itanya Tanya, Rashi says, Ha'omal Le Itanya, the Hedja, if you bring me a Farish of Raisa, like you just did, the Masach like Trey Kiddusha, Itanya, I'm asking to you. O Meihi Ikla Mashma, from here, from this price, it's true. You have a Chlorayom, the time of the Rameya Mishum Tavayu Alavisham. They're both Kiddushim, according to Rameya, is the covered, the new Levish you're putting on. But if you wouldn't have found me this Farish of Raisam, when you have a Shemin and Levi pulled to this Filom, Shini the Masnissim, it's Lafush Kadam Kadam in Lahu. But from our Mishnah alone, you wouldn't have any Raya. From our Mishnah alone, we can answer the way we wanted to say. That Rameya is also Maskim, the first Kiddush is the covered, the Pshita. Why do you have to first make the Kiddush after you took off your clothing? That's the Tekish of Pshitam to Belovash. But the Rabboni answered back, no, I have a fresh price, not like that. So Mel is good, that our Mishnah does not come out according to Rameya. Must like this now. Bishtem of the Rameya, I understand very good according to Rameya, that he says you always have to have two Kiddushim, even the first changing, when he took off your Big Dechol. Still, you have to wash your hands twice, because you're putting on Big Dechol. His Hainu de Mishkachas lo Asara Kiddushim.